Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Just 37 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Keep in mind, we jump to 3 hours starting on Monday. We will begin the program at 11 o'clock every single weekday, 11 to 2. Clark and the coach moves back an hour, 10 o'clock to 11. And we're going to be getting Good Morning NoCo going from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. So we're going to have local coverage for you, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. every single weekday, and of course, game coverage with preps and UNC and NFL and college football. It's ramping up. August begins next week, which means we are knee-deep in football talks. We're getting set for CSU training camp and fall practices as well. That's right around the corner. So you're going to be hearing a lot from this guy, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my man, I had a list of things that I wanted to talk to you about that we still might get to. But we got this little nugget of information. Joe Parker, the Colorado State Athletic Director, signed a 5-year, $2.196 million extension to remain as the school's athletic director. My man, Kevin, is this a good move? I mean, I don't know why, but my brain's going back to the Bobo contract extension. I know it was a head coach versus an AD, but what are your initial thoughts, my friend?
Yeah, I think the word I've seen, and I've used this before, is complicated for Joe Parker. There's a lot of good, really good, and there's some pretty bad mixed in as well. So I think, I kind of hate using the term legacy and that type of thing, but Joe Parker kind of has a complicated, legacy, if we're going to use that term. And so with that in mind, I think it's hard to say exactly how to evaluate this move in many ways. It's very understandable and makes sense. But you can also understand reservations some people have. And as always with these things, time will tell. Obviously, we're still in the middle of realignment madness, and that's going to be a big impact on, how this move is viewed. So it's interesting for sure.
Well, clearly the realignment stuff, Kevin, I mean, if they didn't believe in Joe Parker, because this is a crazy time. I mean, you want to have a steady hand at the wheel for this thing going forward, because there's a lot that could be happening. So clearly to me, I read this as they think Joe Parker's definitely the guy that will lead them into this uncharted territory that college football is facing.
Yeah, I think you have to read it that way, that, the leadership at CSU. And basically, I think you have to draw this back to Tony Frank. This agreement was actually signed by Joyce McConnell, who obviously is out now as CSU president, so she's not even involved in it. They don't have a new president, so I think you have to draw it back to Tony Frank believing that Joe Parker can steer that ship. You obviously, if you have the person in charge that you don't think could take you to where you want to go, you wouldn't extend. So obviously at that highest level of leadership, there is some belief in that.
Yeah, no question about it. And you said it. It's a complicated past for Joe Parker. Obviously, Colorado State, in their press release, they outlined all of his successes. 21 Mountain West championships, conference best 15 for the women's programs, and academic excellence. A lot of big-time things going on. Not necessarily with your two main programs. Now, recently, obviously, CSU, the hiring of Nico Medved, has been amazing for Colorado State. But the Mike Bobo situation, the Mike Bobo contract extension, then, of course, the Steve Adazio stuff, the way Parker handled the Larry Eustace situation. I mean, those weren't just little blemishes. Those are pretty big deals that, Rams fans still talk about.
Yeah, I mean, CSU has paid and is paying a lot of money on coach buyouts because of those decisions you just outlined. So that, that's significant. And, yeah, that's where it's a mixed bag. We've talked before that most of the Olympic sports are, pretty healthy, doing pretty well. But, people may not like, how the model is. But the way the model is, you need your big ones to be good. And, men's basketball, like you say, obviously is in great shape now after, getting it fixed after Eustachie era, which, again, was a really bad point. Football has been bad basically through this entire tenure of Parker. You know, he was brought on in 2015, and, CSU hasn't really had a good football season in that time. You know, I guess you could say 2017 wasn't, terrible or anything, and it wasn't, but there hasn't been a huge success, and football, especially when we're talking realignment, is the absolute driver there. So, there are a lot of successes, but you've had some, football is obviously has the brightest light on it, and it hasn't been good. But again, you can see how that maybe has flipped now, I think, pretty universally. I think people think Jay Norvell is going to get this going in the right direction. So there might be some looking ahead with that as well, with this deal of like, hey, football is, finally, kind of on the path to being fixed. So once that happens, maybe it's all systems go is kind of the viewpoint for CSU.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, you're most schools are going to be judged on how the football program is, unless your basketball program is just so elite, like Duke elite, where you're just in the mix every single year. And then that is able to raise, obviously, the money, the popularity, all of that, the coverage for your school in general. But for Colorado State, as much as we love Nico Medved, as much as we love what we saw last year going to the Big Dance, it is about that football program. They have a beautiful stadium that people want to see filled. And I kind of felt like this last year, Kevin, with the Steve Addazio situation. Parker was sinking, and you were wondering, does this mean maybe the end? Because this was a weird hire anyway. Addazio was like the third or fourth guy down the list amongst some questionable characters that were in the actual running to become head coach. So you were wondering, man, he really botched this thing. Thankfully, Steve Addazio gets kicked out of that last game and maybe forces Parker's hand to make a change. And here you go. You get an exciting staff, not just head coach, but a staff coming over from a pretty successful Nevada football team over the last couple of years. So I feel like he was drowning. Jay Norvell comes in, and now he's at least, he's climbing out of the pool a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everything last fall was really negative. Obviously, a football season was a disaster. There was that somewhat infamous podcast, among fans where there were a lot of, I think things said, about fans, about the program that did not sit well with CSU fans from Joe Parker. And everything just felt really bad. And that's why the turn in the last six or so months, seven, I guess, almost eight, geez, where the heck is the time gone?
Right?
It's pretty crazy to go from that to, I think people are really optimistic right now. I don't think people are expecting 11-1 or anything, but people just feel everything with this football program is moving in the right direction, and that vibe obviously is great for the athletic department. That's what they want and what they need.
I mean, it was a huge hire now. I mean, not only do you get an exciting coaching staff, and Jay Norvell was on with Rome the other day. I mean, he's a popular guy. He's NFL circles know him and like him and respect him. But you also, you do away with the competition, so to speak. I mean, a Nevada team in the Mountain West, any Mountain West team you can pull from. So to me, it was like, man, Joe Parker's struggling. He's got two outs on him. Boom, he hits a double into left field. And that's kind of how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, again, we'll wait and see how the results on the field are. I think most people thought the Mike Bobo hire was pretty solid at the time, so it's never a guarantee. I think this is a safer one because, like you said, obviously Jay has been a head coach and been a successful head coach in this league, so I think it's likely he would continue that, but no, it sure feels like a really good hire and really good move.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and we're just a few days away, really, from getting to see this team in action, starting up with fall camp right around the corner. I know Rams fans are just thrilled. They're excited to see what this new era of football looks like. We've seen the tweeting. We've seen Jay Norvell make the rounds throughout the state of Colorado to promote this program. He's done all of the off-the-field stuff right. Now we're going to get a chance to see this thing put to the test. And once we get into August, man, it's all systems go. Less than a month away after that point when we get to see their first game, of course, against Michigan.
Yeah, it's pretty wild that's here. But yeah, I think fans will be really excited. Camp starts next week. We got a little glimpse of things in spring ball. And that did nothing but create more excitement for people. So yeah, I think everyone's going to be buzzing and ready for camp to, frankly, get here and then get done. I think everyone's just really excited for the first game there.
You want to get the bad taste out of your mouth. I mean, that was the the worst way to end. You know, you're getting smoked by Nevada, and then your coach gets thrown out of the game. And then, I mean, it was like, ugh. I think fans are ready to see this. Kevin, we haven't had you on in a while, so you know I have to do this to you. I have to throw you in rapid fire, man. Are you ready for this?
All right. Yeah, it has been a while.
It's been a while, but I think Kevin can pass the test here. Jade's hit it.
Rapid fire.
All right, I'm going to give you a Mountain West one. Nationally, I think a lot of people think Boise State, Air Force, and Fresno State are all going to be really good teams this season. Kevin, who's going to be the best team in the Mountain West between those three?
Air Force.
I love that pick, Kevin. I love that, man. I thought you were going to go Fresno State, but I absolutely love that pick. When it's all said and done, when the season is over, who will be the best player for Colorado State? Who will have the best year, both defensively, offensively, combined, whatever, statistically, I don't care. Who's going to be the best player by the time we get done with that final game of the season?
Torrey Horton. Not going super crazy, but it makes sense.
It makes sense. Better or worse, will the Rams finish better or worse than fourth place in the Mountain West Mountain?
Better.
Like that too, man. We are on the same page. All right, prediction time. Will this contract extension for Joe Parker come back to bite CSU in the butt?
Oof. there are so many ways to, I guess, grading scale. I don't think CSU will be in power conference by the end of it. I'm going to say that.
Okay. All right. So maybe the gamble on saying you're going to be the guy to lead us to this new wide open world, maybe that part doesn't pay off. But who knows? If Jay Norvell can turn things around, at least people are happy with the X's and O's side of it. Kevin, my man, I know you and I got to catch up. We're reintroducing Rams Weekly back to the KFK lineup coming up in August. You and Chris Abshire from the Fort Collins, Colorado one. So very excited about that. I know we're putting those plans together coming up very soon. More Kevin Lytle is a good thing on KFK. I've always said it.
I'm super excited for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We enjoyed it last year, and hopefully we'll have some more wins to talk about this year, too.
I think we will. I think maybe just a couple more, but I think we're at least going to have more than last year, which isn't saying much. Kevin, my man, good to have you back. We're back at it next week, and we'll catch up then. Let's start talking X's and O's. We'll start breaking down positions.
Sounds awesome.
All right, my man. There he is, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And he survived rapid fire. That's a fun segment. I only put the ones I trust can survive that thing. You know, and usually everybody does. I agree with what Kevin says about Air Force. I think Air Force is going to be ridiculous this year. Torrey Horton, is he going to be the guy? Is he going to be the guy for Colorado State? And we return back to wide receiver U? Maybe so. 12:50 the time. Let's wrap up hour number one. When we come back, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Five minutes until the top of the hour. A lot to get to in that 1 o'clock hour. Shout out to On the Rocks Liquor. Stop by for their free tastings this Friday, which is tomorrow. It's already Thursday. Can you believe that? From 4 to 7, the good folks from Tivoli Beer will be on hand for tastings. And then on Saturday, they're doing it again. From 4 to 7, more free tastings from the World Whiskey Society. So you get your beer fix on Friday. Try out something from the World Whiskey Society on Saturday at On the Rocks Liquor. Right off of Highway 34, 47th Avenue, you know where Buffalo Wild Wings is. That's very near to On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. Jades, the Rockies have this four-game series against the Dodgers. They split with the White Sox. This is it. Okay, this is and it's hard to say this is it because the Dodgers are one of the best teams in baseball, and this will decide whether or not you will make any kind of interesting. People hate that I've tweeted that the other day. Interesting push for a wild card spot. Lose this series 3-1 or worse, and it's officially over. It's probably over anyway, but if you lose this 3-1 or worse, it's done. Urania going up against Anderson tonight. You have Chad Kuhl, Freeland, and Marquez going to the mounds for you throughout this series. So it's not a bad pitching lineup there going up against the Dodgers. You have fared well against them. They have a winning record against the Dodgers this year, but this is it. Then you're on the road against the Padres and the Diamondbacks. It's not going to get any easier for the Rockies, but struggle mightily in this series, and it is all but done for the 2022 campaign for the Rockies. Second hour coming up. The whole show powered by PDC Energy rolls on. We'll be right back.
Ready to work and do everything that we've been doing all OTAs, all summer, even in California where we're putting the work in, just that bonding time and everything else, and it really showed today. Defense looked great, offense looked great, special teams too. So it was just a great first day to be where we are and to have a new head coach like Coach Hackett and just everything else. We're so far along, and we're going to be really prepared. And that's a tremendous attribute and just acknowledgement really to our leadership of guys. Justin Simmons, K-Jack, so many other guys, and then even for the new guys coming in, DJ Jones, and just him coming in up front. What he means to us, and then obviously our receiving core and what those guys have been putting in, obviously with Courtney and Tim and Jerry and those guys leading the way. I think also, too, you saw Javonte, you saw Melvin Gordon run the rock today, how intense they are and how they practice at a championship level. We got a championship caliber football.
There's Russell Wilson talking about the first day of training camp, which was yesterday for the Denver Broncos. Back at it today. Kind of a dreary type of day, rainy, cloudy. Hey, if you're a football fan, football player, or whatever, this is the best time to practice. This is the best time because last week had the Broncos started training camp, that would have sucked. That would have been rough. But much cooler this week in order for the Broncos to get going. There's Russell Wilson again talking about, hey, the competitiveness. You heard Nathaniel Hackett. We'll have a clip there. We'll talk about that. But kind of the theme of the day. I don't want to say it's the theme of the Broncos. This is the theme of all training camp. You can't take a whole lot from training camp. I mean, you have to take it with a grain of salt, I guess. It's kind of like a coach's first press conference. They're all going to win that day because everyone's excited about a new coach and new possibilities. You can't lose a press conference. You can certainly win a press conference. You can't really lose in the first week of training camp. Everything's going to be said the right way. You're going to do the things the right way. Competitiveness, fire, great to get out there. I guess the main takeaway yesterday from what I've read and heard is that Jerry Jeudy dropped a ball that led to a Russell Wilson interception, went through Judy's hands, and it was a Russell Wilson interception. So I guess you can take a little bit from that. Because you really want to see Jerry Jeudy be almost perfect in camp, but you're not going to get that. I don't worry too much other than injuries at this stage. As we get into the dog days of camp, guys are going to be getting at it a little bit more. Pads aren't on, full pads aren't on yet. But that's Russell. That's Russell talking about his team and a championship caliber team. You wouldn't want him to say the opposite, would you? So I love it. I Russell Wilson, I'm all in on that stuff. And trust me, I like a good showy attitude type of guy, but there's some shade being tossed at Russell Wilson. I wasn't on yesterday. We had the Rockies on. I think, one of our last preemptions of the summer. That's kind of how it goes. They did win, so that was cool. But I was on Good Morning NoCo yesterday with Tanner and Brian talking about Russell Wilson. And, you know, Tanner, of course, is a little more vocal about the corniness, not into the way Russell tweets and, you know, some of the things, Mr. Unlimited, the some of the fun clips that he does on Twitter and stuff. He pulled into camp to check in on Tuesday in that gigantic Jeep thing. What was that, Jades? I don't know. It looked like a Hummer or something. It was a monster vehicle. I mean, and then he pops out and he's in his Broncos jersey and people are throwing shade at the guy. Like, Aaron Rodgers can come out in a barbecue stained tank top and looks, and everyone's making the comparison, he looks like Nicolas Cage. I think that's exactly what Rodgers is going for, which I have no issue with that. Absolutely love it. But Russell Wilson shows up ready to work. He's in his Broncos gear repping Denver. And people are like, "What? Who is this guy? He's a nerd. He's you know, whatever. He's too corny. He's..." I absolutely have zero problem with it. You know, and again, he's winning. Even if he wasn't a great quarterback, his attitude is solid, man. I mean, what would you rather Russell be doing? He tweeted something, Tanner and I were arguing about. He put a picture of an emoji or whatever of a phone that said, "Every time I tweet this, that means I'm dialed in." And people are like, "Oh, the corniness factor." I mean, this is why, Jades, we can't have nice things. We want you have Russell Wilson. Now, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but in my opinion, he is a tier one quarterback. And you have guys mad. Like, you're on Twitter, Jades. You're seeing the shade thrown at the guy that he showed up in this giant vehicle. And he's in a Broncos, he's in his actual jersey. Most guys pull up and they're dressed in their street clothes or whatever it is, and then they go change out. Russell Wilson is repping the orange and blue through and through. He is proud to be a Denver Bronco. He's owning that he's a Denver Bronco. It's better than what Von Miller's doing in Buffalo. What's Von Miller doing? "I would have taken a discount for Dallas," is what Von's actually saying, that he's rooting for the Broncos because of Russell Wilson. I don't want that. I don't want somebody saying I would have taken a discount to go to my hometown. You have Russell Wilson, who is pretending. It's almost like his Seattle days never existed. He is owning being a Bronco, just like number 18 did. He's owning being a Denver Bronco. There's nothing wrong with that. What's up, Jades?
Well, it's going viral that he showed up in his own jersey. I mean,
why is that a bad thing?
I don't know. I bet he's catching so much flack for it.
I don't understand it, man. I mean, he's owning that he's a Bronco. It's like, "I'm here for work. I'm signing up. I'm ready to go. And let's go. Let's ride." You know, and people threw shade at that he's got these catchphrases, "Let's ride," "Time to cook." I mean, he sells T-shirts. It has us talking. But how can you be knocking the guy? He hasn't even taken a snap for Denver. And, you know, I know we talked about this on Tuesday. Arguably a Hall of Famer. Maybe not there just yet. I've kind of had a little bit of changing because of my Hall of Fame snobbery, I suppose, but he's pretty damn close, and maybe according to the NFL hierarchy, they would put him in right now. But, I mean, this is a big deal, and we are nitpicking the man's jersey and the clothes that he's wearing and the car that he drives. What are we doing here? This is insanity to me.
Yeah, I've still seen, like, very recent, like, this week, I've seen parodies of his Let's Ride stuff going on.
Like, why? What's wrong with it? You're a younger guy. What do you want to see in a quarterback? I mean, is this a bad thing for you? I mean, is it just you want to see Aaron Rodgers show up and look like Nicolas Cage? I have no problem with that either. It's hilarious. I'm all in on that. But I love personalities. And Russell Wilson, he might be kind of the nerd that's like, they're all going out for a beer at the end of practice. And Russell's like, "No, man, I've got to study. I've got this to do." And he's still in his uniform and he's still repping. Dude, I want my guys totally repping the Denver Broncos or whichever team they're on. It used to drive me nuts when I would see players wearing jerseys and clothes of other teams, you know, that they grew up liking and stuff. No, you're now committed to the Broncos. He's the leader of this team, and he's showing it and walking it and tweeting it every single day.
Well, and maybe that's the issue, is that he's more of a traditional quarterback. I mean, my generation likes to see flashy quarterbacks. They want to see someone pull up with a Maserati and have all this bling and whatnot on. But he just doesn't have that story.
Except for his car.
Yeah. Apart from that.
That's got the bling. And people are giving him crap for that, too. Like, wow, he's in Colorado. What does he think? It's going to snow every single day? Dude, he's just doing him. He's be yourself, man. You do you. As long as you're not causing trouble. And again, I did have problem. If I'm a Buffalo Bills fan, I'm not crazy about Von Miller saying, yeah, I would have taken a discount for Dallas. Are you happy with that, Bills Mafia? I wouldn't be. Instead, you have Russell Wilson saying, I got a championship caliber team here. I'm rolling in a freaking monster truck. And there's a tire on top of the vehicle. And he pops out and he's in his Russell Wilson gear. Sierra's there at practice yesterday with the kids. She's in a Broncos jersey. I mean, it's your Broncos country. You're back. You are back to getting coverage. You're back to the limelight. You haven't seen this since the sheriff retired. And now you're nitpicking. This is why we can't have nice things.
People are just mad he's more prepared for the apocalypse than they are in their 1999 Honda Civic.
Dude, if I had the money, I'd be driving something like that. I'm going to run you over if you're in my way. Noob says, that's what makes a Hall of Famer, make this team yours. Dude, he's leading. I want you repping the orange and blue. Don't you want that, Broncos country? You guys are so picky about, you don't want people knocking your team. You fight for Broncos country. You have a quarterback that's just brand new to this organization, and he's saying, I want to wake up in my uniform. I'm ready to go to work. Let's get after it. And yet, Twitter's freaking out about this, and they freak out about his press conferences. They freak out about his Twitter tweets, whatever it is. And you should just be absolutely – this is the honeymoon phase. And some of you guys – and this is Denver media too. This is not just fans. This is Denver media. You're not even allowing a honeymoon phase. Have we become so fickle and strict of – like, what do you want your quarterback to do? Well, not tweet corny tweets. What? I mean, he's a good role model. Is he like one of those motivational speakers where you're kind of like, because he did do that motivational speech. He's like, you can achieve any of your dreams. It can all come true. Yeah, we want some reality. Because, no, you can't achieve – the reality of the situation is, Jade, you and I might want to be professional athletes, but that's just, I think that ship has sailed for me. It's probably starting to sail for you. There's that side of it that's a little interesting, but he's a motivational speaker. When he retires, he's probably going to be a motivational speaker.
Well, it's just crazy to me. I mean, like, how are you so bitter over having Russell Wilson when you just went through
Drew Locke? All kidding aside, I know who Drew Locke is. I know he hasn't done anything to earn any respect or any of that stuff. I get it. I'm not there anymore. I understand that. You go from Drew Locke to Russell Wilson. You go from, like, okay, Tim Tebow to Peyton Manning. Could this Tebow thing work? I don't know. It was adorable that first year. I don't think it could work again. Maybe this is, Peyton Manning's available. I'm done with Tim Tebow talk. I'm never going there again. Same with this situation. And yet, here we are. And I'm not saying all of Broncos country is like this. But there's a lot. There are a lot of people freaking out. Like, he showed up in his jersey? What a loser.
Well, and maybe that's the problem, is that people are more invested because they actually have expectations this year that they're nitpicking all the little things just because they're more invested.
I love Broncos country, but don't you sometimes feel like the fan base is like, we want our quarterback this way, that way, and this way, and we want him to win this way, we want him to look this way, we want him to act this way. And I know Peyton Manning was the prototypical Broncos quarterback. That was the guy. You defined it because he's funny, he's famous, he's extra smart, he's the sheriff. Russell Wilson checks all of those boxes other than maybe, I don't know, is he funny? I don't know if Russell's funny, but he's bringing you back to the limelight. Dude, I watch NFL Network every day. I love watching training camp coverage. And they've got cameras down in Denver fixed. They've got reporters there in Denver fixed on the Broncos. This was not the case last year. It was Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Locke rolling into town. And there it was, the quarterback competition. I'm so eager to not go back there that Russell Wilson could show up with a pocket protector and a calculator. I don't care, man. And the corniness whatever. I don't even think it's that corny. I think he's just a motivational guy. He's a walking, talking, motivational guy. Texter, the funny thing is, any of those people making fun of Wilson, I bet they would turn down being part of, I bet they wouldn't turn down being part of his inner circle. I don't know. Probably not. Then you got media members, though, that are like, I wouldn't lift the Stanley Cup if it was presented to me. That's the same group. They would probably still say no.
Well, and here's the problem is that he has the potential to be a top five quarterback, and he's younger than Rodgers. So
he's like 8 years younger than him, right? So, what is he, 34?
I think he's going on 33.
33, getting ready to be 34 in November or something like that. It's just absolutely crazy talk coming from you guys. All right, Jades, let me get over to it. The good, the bad, and the ugly presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. Hey, I mean, I'm not going to do a lot of Rockies talk, okay? I'm not going to hit that a lot, I promise. We're in football mode. But the Rockies did find a way to beat the White Sox. Now, they were up 3-0 in the first inning. And you're thinking, wow, the Rocks turning this down quickly. Couldn't get anything going pretty much the rest of the game until the seventh. The White Sox go, they make it a 3-2 game in the fourth. Then, well, the sucky part is you had Senzatella that was rocking. He had two outs, and then he goes out. He has a little bit of an injury. He has to come out of the game and leave it to Gilbreth, who gives up a couple of runs or three runs in that seventh inning. Now suddenly the Rockies are down 5-4, excuse me. But the ninth inning, the bottom of the ninth, the Rockies needed some magic. They load the base with no outs, and Mr. Diaz delivered.
The bases are loaded, and Elias Diaz coming to the plate. Tying run at third, winning run at second. And a ground ball toward the home run through. Here comes Iglesias to throw on its way. Safe at the plate, and the Rockies win it.
Rockies got it done. That's the good. I'll take it. Whatever. They're 9 games under .500. It's almost August, folks. The Rockies might lose, but they won yesterday. That was exciting for them, at least. Okay, the bad. I got two quarterback stories. I changed it up on you, Jades. I was going to talk about Jerry Jeudy. The bad for me is, how about Ben Roethlisberger? Obviously done in the NFL now. He basically said a lack of playoff success is to a rise in me first players, former Pittsburgh quarterback Ben Roethlisberger said. He then walked back his comments. Why? I don't care. Don't walk it back. What you said, you said it. He said, I probably should have been more detailed. It's not the majority of guys that are that way. Hell yeah, it is. There's a lot of guys that are in that me first. I'm going to go get mine. Why did Tyreek Hill leave Kansas City? It wasn't to go win a Super Bowl. It was for more money, a better opportunity individually for him. And I'm not knocking that necessarily. But Ben, if you're going to say it, you might as well stand up to it. All right, the ugly. And I didn't really get into this as much as I wanted to, but Kyler Murray signs that giant contract with Arizona, and they put a stipulation in his contract that he has to have 4 hours of study time. It's like what you have to do with your children. So he's a little upset about this. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray had an unscheduled press conference this morning to defend himself against the backlash he's received from the independent study and addendum that was part of his contract. He spoke for 11 minutes, according to ESPN, said it was necessary to explain himself. Said it was disrespectful that outsiders thought he would reach the levels he's at as a starting quarterback in the NFL without being a student of the game. It's almost a joke. Said playing quarterback is too hard to do without studying a significant amount of film. I'm flattered that y'all think at my size I can go out there and not prepare for the game and not take it serious. I mean, but they put it in the contract, right? I mean, it is in the contract. He declined to answer specific questions about the addendum, including whether he felt offended about it being included, instead asking reporters if they had any questions about football. But he scheduled the press conference to talk about it. And then when they start asking questions, he goes, does anybody have any questions about football? Oh, my goodness. Did Arizona make a mistake? I like Kyler Murray. I don't know if he's going to survive as a top-tier style quarterback in this league, but Those were interesting comments from him, for sure. 24 minutes after the hour, there's the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Colorado State is in the news today. Joe Parker signed a five-year extension. Is that going to come back to bite Colorado State in the butt? We're going to talk about that. Kevin Lytle will join me from the Coloradoan. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. It's beautiful weather out there. I love the rain and the clouds. I'm like, you know, you drive by and you see horses galloping in this kind of weather because they feel good. Flies aren't nipping at them. This is how we feel on the whole show today. It's going to be a fantastic Thursday. Stick with us. A lot to get to. Short time to do it. My Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Check it out. Offensively, Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, Melvin Gordon, Javonte Williams, Albert O, I threw him in there. Who's going to have the better season offensively out of those position players? Go vote at theholeshow.com. We're just getting rolling here on a Thursday. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Get out of here with the Russell Wilson hate. Stop it. It's just silly.
Sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, I only have a couple of minutes here, and then we're going to jump out. We're going to get to Kevin Lytle from the Colorado and talk about the Joe Parker contract extension. Colorado State's athletic director signed a five-year, $2.196 million extension to remain as the school's top athletic administrator through 2027. CSU interim president Rick Miranda announced Thursday morning. So we'll get to that in a moment. Jades, we have to get another. I'm going to have two today. Fantasy Football Challenge. The whole show annual Fantasy Football Challenge is back. No cost to get in, but you got to get in. We play for the glorious belt. We'll be getting a new belt this season. We're excited about that. Dixon, the arch nemesis of the show, gets the automatic buy-in, essentially, because he won last year. I'm in, of course. Jades is in, of course. Who's going to be next? Holyoke got in the mix. I'm challenging you, though. You got to do a little work. This is going to be difficult. We're playing for a pretty expensive-looking belt here, man. It comes with all the glory. So you got to utilize the website, theholeshow.com. This is a cheat sheet for you. I broke down my best in the West, AFC West position group rankings, 1 through 4, obviously, 4 teams in the West. Name the one position group that I have the Broncos ranked number one in. I only have the Broncos ranked number one in one position group. And I'm not going to give you a hint. Is it offense? Is it defense? Go for it. And I'm getting crap because I didn't do special teams. I don't care. Give it to the Broncos. Let's just give it to Denver. First caller to get that right. The one position group that I have Denver ranked number one in the AFC West. And if you want to check out theholeshow.com, it's in my Deep Thoughts from a Wandering Mind section, and it's the Best in the West column that we just put out. It just lists the groupings, how I have it, how I set it for the last couple of weeks on the show. First caller, right now, First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. You get in our Fantasy Football Challenge right now, but you got to tell Jades, my only position group that I have the Broncos ranked number one in the AFC West, 970-353-1310. 32 minutes after the hour, Kevin Lytle coming up next. What's the Joe Parker contract extension look like for CSU? We'll talk about that and more, but first, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.